Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. Welcome into the Winklerverse. It is the Tuesday live show. I started this at 1 p.m. instead of 2 p.m. If you are live, good to have you. I'm just going to adjust that from now on because I want to listen to Sparky. Sparky's back. WSSP. Live and local, Wisconsin Sports Daily, 2 to 5 on 1250, the Odyssey app. Catch it. You can also catch my show there. CBS Sports Radio is where you found it. I feel like I have to start over. Shoot. It's Infinity Sports Network. I only screwed up once last night. I think tonight I'll be fine. I don't know how I screwed up again here. But we go coast to coast, Sirius XM, channel 158 as well. And the Odyssey app. Talked a lot last night about the start of the NBA playoffs. We've got the play-in games coming up on Tuesday night, which should be very interesting. The Pelicans and the Lakers. The Pelicans are a one-point favorite. I don't know that that's enough to like say they're the favorite, but the Lakers are a team that's just very weird. They don't win when they should win, and they blow out teams when there's like no pressure. So tonight, I don't know. I feel like we're getting the Lakers-Warriors playing for the eight. Also, if there's anyone that's going to duck, I'm not sure who is ducking who the final week of the season, but if there's anyone that's going to duck, it's going to be the Lakers ducking the Nuggets. So keep an eye on that. Lakers have the Pelicans, and then the Warriors have the Kings. Those are the Tuesday playing games, which actually I think works. Somehow, some way, this thing works. Also, the Bulls and Hawks. And the Sixers and Heat will be on Wednesday, and then it's all finalized on Friday. I don't know when that means we'll start to get game times for the Bucks series. I don't know when that means we'll get game times, because right now we know that they're going to play on Sunday. I think they're waiting for some of these matchups to see what happens here before we get there. You know, because they're going to want the good matchups. You know, where are the Lakers going to play? Where are the Warriors going to play? Where are all these teams? Where maybe the Sixers? You know, where are these teams going to play? They're going to want to know that before they schedule everything. But we also then don't know what other days they're going to play. And I think that's important for the Bucks because of everything that's going on with Giannis, with him not being ready to go. So we know they play on Sunday. What time? We don't know yet. Could be noon, 2:30, I think like 6 or 8:30. Probably not the late one. Probably not the 2:30 one. That's kind of their marquee game. I don't think we'll get that one. So either noon or 6 is what I would think for Sunday. And then I don't know when the next day is. Tuesday? Wednesday? Because we got to know that because Giannis needs time. Giannis needs days. Giannis needs rest. And right now, it looks like he will at least get some rest through that first game. A report yesterday talking about Giannis. They maybe don't expect him back. Something a little more concrete coming out this morning. Woj saying, according to ESPN sources, the Milwaukee Bucks are preparing to be without two-time MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo for the start of their opening round series against the Pacers, but our hopeful treatment on his left calf strain
will allow him to return sometime later in the series. And this feels very familiar. This feels very much like deja vu, where we have a team that is not healthy going into the playoffs. And now we got to wait on when they're going to come back. So if Giannis is going to miss a day, is he going to miss 2 days, two games, three, four? What's going to be the situation? They've had injury problems the last few years with Giannis, with Middleton. And it's weird to have this injury excuse baked in every season, yet we're still making frantic off-season changes, including in-season changes like firing the coach. They fired a coach with 30 wins and then did not end up with 50 wins. That is pretty weird. Long time, first time, no time, high time, Tim Shea time.
Hello.
What are you doing?
Oh, just in my car, in my home.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Picking people up today, or are you done with that?
No, I'm done with that.
Oh, are you driving, or you got some time to sit?
I was running some errands, and I knew I wouldn't make it home by the time your show's over, so I pulled over. It's been a while since I've been on, so.
Tim Shea.
I really wanted to come on and say hello.
Good. I got something to show you here in a minute.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I've been digging through. Uh-oh. I've been digitizing some old tapes.
I saw the picture that you posted on Facebook earlier when you had the little goatee.
I had like a goatee that was only the goat. Like it wasn't even the goat. It was just the bottom of the goatee.
Phenomenal.
It was really gross.
A little fire.
So I'll get that fired up in a minute. Just talking some Bucks. Giannis not going to be expected to be there right away. Are you resigned to the worst right now?
Yeah, I mean, I give them a 50-50 chance. I don't feel good about this series coming up. I know I don't think Doc Rivers coached a game against the Pacers this year, did he?
No.
He did, yeah. So
no, every game was before January 3rd.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy, too, to play a team in your division, but that's neither here nor there. But
and they played five times because of that in-season tournament, the IST.
Yeah. So, I'm fearing the worst, I guess, and we'll see what happens. I will be pleasantly surprised if they come out of this series winning this series, so.
Well, what I said with Ty Windisch yesterday, and you guys can grab that podcast on this feed, Into the Winklerverse. It's on the YouTube page as well. Check it out. And you can also check it out at Eurostep, GSPN. It doesn't feel like we're about to embark on a two-month run. It doesn't feel like we have a long playoff run coming. And that's just one dumb man's dumb feeling. But, you know, I'm trying to push everything out to panic when it's time to panic, but they're not in a good starting position. They are struggling. Everybody thinks that Dame is unhappy for some reason. I think we're reading too much into things we want to read into.
He's not unhappy. He's just, obviously he's struggling this year. He's having a bad year, both professionally and personally. He's having a really bad year personally.
God, aren't we all?
So it's if Giannis doesn't play at all this series, you know, the burden's going to be on him now. You know, he's going to have to score 30 plus a game for them to win this series, I think. So
yeah, and these are, I think, better teams than they had in Portland when Dame would get in the playoffs, but also he didn't come here expecting to have to carry a team through the playoffs. Maybe it's just a couple of games, but they're going to need him. I mean, everyone's going to need to step up. Middleton, Brooke, Bobby, you guys
maybe
know.
This is what they need. Maybe for him to, you know, finally step up, finally. You know, like play the role of the number one.
Yeah. Then Giannis comes back and people think he's too passive. And there's just a lot of reading into what's going on with the Bucks, just because it's not – I would say we had two games tops where it was like, oh, yeah, this is when we heard there was a trade, this was our best case scenario. We had like two games of that.
Yeah.
And one, I think, was the All-Star game. So, not good. Not a good start.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Would you be, how, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how will you be shocked if they win this series? Will you be surprised? Will you be, like, what do you think going in? Do you think?
I don't think much of the Pacers. I think that they got a little too cocky too soon. Now, we could get a Halliburton-Jimmy Butler type series. That would be really annoying. Where he just goes ham.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty terrible. Joe says, I'm resigned to the worst. It won't be as bad as last year when they got bounced right after my 40th birthday party. Oh, if they play deep enough, your boys in mid-May here, if they play deep enough.
Oh, you're turning.
Ruin my 40th too.
Happy, yeah, shoot, I forgot about that. All right, so we're all 40.
Yeah, coming up. Then there's a lot of talk, and I know that Sparky was doing this yesterday, but it's everybody. What happens if they get bounced?
Are you
making wholesale changes?
No, I mean,
are you trading Damian Lillard? Are you trading Chris? Everyone's going to want to trade Chris. Brooke will probably be easy to, well, he's old, but he's on expiring. All these guys have player options, so they're technically on 2-year deals after this year.
Real quick, you spoke about Sparky real quick. Just want to say congratulations to him getting a show back up. It was refreshing to hear sports talk in Milwaukee yesterday. So
that is, yeah, awesome. And it was Milwaukee sports talk.
Yes, it was.
He doesn't mess around. He gives you Milwaukee sports talk.
Yes. So,
which, who knew that would be a thing people would want?
We've waited 2 years for it, so. Well, yes, this, but I'm talking about on the radio, in your car. I get this. Like, you can plug this in whenever you want. If you're looking for something instantly.
Yeah, and then when I'm on the radio, I'm talking about LeBron James.
Hey, at least he didn't boot. At least he didn't boot your time slot.
Yeah. Gelby no longer in Milwaukee. You got to get him on the app for that. To check us out on Infinity Sports Network.
Yeah. I heard that this morning.
With my nice new shiny logo.
Didn't see that yet, but.
Need Bart on the local airwaves. What I need is to do a hit with Sparky every week.
I was about to say, you're going to probably be on that show quite often.
Well.
One would guess.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe today? Maybe we can.
No, not today.
No? Okay.
No, today I got to go get my steps in.
Don't we all?
Before I take my kid to swimming, which maybe I've seen Giannis at swimming. Maybe I'll see Giannis at swimming and have an update.
Okay.
If that's the case, I'll go live from swimming.
I like it.
I'll be like, hey, Giannis, I'm on late night Infinity Sports Radio. You don't know.
Would you jump in the pool with him to get real close?
His kids don't need the daddy assistance.
Okay.
Yeah. Petition to replace Kendrick Perkins with Tim Shea. Perk put out his all-NBA team today.
Oh, God.
Jokic, Tatum, Brunson, Doncic, SGA. The Bucks quote tweeted that. The Bucks.
Oh, boy.
Quote tweeted that and said, LOL. There is a weird sort of like, this is, I think being a Bucks fan has been really fun because Giannis, wow, Deer District, oh my God, Pfizer, cool, championship, I never thought, Dame, crazy. You know, there's been a lot of good, but it just seems like everybody on the outside is trying to make it worse. Like, I shouldn't have to deal with any conversation about Jalen Brunson because he had a good last week of the season. He's had a good season. He's second all-team NBA. He's second team. But now you're trying to replace him with someone, and so you pluck Giannis, who really should have more MVP consideration. I don't think the team's good enough. Also, they weren't going to ever do that. It should be Luka. Luka's the MVP to me. It should not be Jokic, but they're going to give it to Jokic. It shouldn't be Tatum. Best player on best team. That's a dumb argument. Who is the most valuable to their team? But Jokic is a fine answer. I mean, what are the Nuggets? They're all complementary pieces around Jokic. So, but it's built around him. Luka, okay, there's Kyrie there, but what else is there? They made a bunch of trades at the deadline. Do you ever think about how good Jason Kidd is coaching this year? Or do we just pretend that that's not happening?
Just pretend that's not happening.
Yeah. All right, I want to show you something. If you're on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, you'll see it. If you're not, I'm going to post this separately when I can. I'm working on – I've digitized a lot of stuff, and I want to show you that in a minute. I do want to remind you and you, Tim, I think you're good for a gummy refresh.
Yeah, I need to head over there.
Over at happyplacehemp.com, the promo code's BART, 25% off every order. 25% off every order. Gummies, tinctures, lip balms, the cream. It's good for the wrist. Now, if you got joints, if you're aching, people have used CBD lotion and oil and that kind of stuff. They see results. I think the gummies have been great, again, to help sleep. Some nights I come home like I'm going right to bed. But some nights I come home so alert. It's so weird. So I do need help falling asleep, and the CBD, CBN gummies have been good for that. Again, Happy Place Hemp, they're in Muskego, happyplacehemp.com. Promo code is BART. Every order, you get the code.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So one of the things I found here, and if you're just on the audio, I'll describe it as it's happening, and I'm also going to post this separately at some point, is I'm digitizing every tape I have. And so we've got all the college stuff on there, but we've also got when I worked at WKBT in La Crosse. And in 2005, I believe it was, I came to Milwaukee for Damian Miller Day. And I believe I've learned how to share my screen. Finally. And I want to show you some of the footage.
Oh, boy.
That I took of the 2005 Brewers. This is all my footage.
That is Bill Hall.
And look how good the footage is.
That's crystal clear.
I'm on the field. This is with DVC Pro. This was a lunky ass camera on top of me. So I got Bill Hall, Jim Gantner's there, Robin Yount's there. Here's Prince, a slender Prince.
A Jenkins walked by earlier.
So here's Prince at first base. Wait till you see how good I get. And here's Old Miller Park, you know, before they spent all of the parking money on scoreboards. So this is I was pretty pumped to find this. I didn't know I had this.
2005, you say?
I'm pretty sure this is 05. It could be 06.
Yeah.
Here I am weirdly framing up Prince's groin. All right, there's Robin. Robin, you out? Isn't this pretty cool?
This is, yeah.
It's a blast from the past. Here's 2005. Look at that old Miller Lite logo. Like they're playing the Phillies. Oh, I think Jimmy Rollins had a walk-off that day. No, maybe this isn't Damian Miller Day. I went to two of these. Prince looks good, though. Look at him. Look at the shot.
This is fantastic.
What insane B-roll is this? Isn't this great?
Oh, I love this. You're going to be doing this every week now, aren't you?
Oh, I got the ball on the. This is called an establishing shot.
There you go. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think this is super cool.
Oh, is that Brady Clark?
Oh, no. He's my least favorite brewer ever. Whoa, look at that shot.
Boy, you had more prints, huh?
Yeah. What do we got here? Oh, Yelton Gantner taking shoppers. God, this rules. I love that Miller Park. Oh, we don't have that ivy anymore, do we?
No.
Why?
Maybe too.
Probably good we don't.
Maybe too much like Wrigley. Oh, look at you getting down low here for this
one. It's probably good we don't. Again, if you're on the audio, rush to the video.
The third deck, Mountain Dew rock wall, climbing wall.
We got there. A nice establishing shot here of a baseball and Prince in the background.
Very artistic part.
Can you show this to some of your people at CBS?
As I should. You want to come be a photographer?
I think I do. I think I miss it. I hated it at the time, but God, I'm good at it. All right. I don't know how long this goes on for.
Oh, boy. We're not even halfway through.
Oh, there's a late Davey Nelson and a young Ricky Weeks.
Davey Nelson.
Mm. Yeah. Here's Corey Hart.
Hart, one of my favorite brewers.
Here's when I did an interview with Al Franken.
What? I was going to say, is that Mark Antanasio?
I thought it was at first.
In Minneapolis, where he was introduced to people. And
how about that? Here's a young Bart.
Thursday, where the four teams have combined 99-1 record. Now, obviously, Westby is happy to be going, but they're still not satisfied.
How about that? Yeah. Isn't that pretty? A pretty me?
That is awesome.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll get that out of there.
Fine, Bart. Good find. I like it.
Yeah, so I sent it to this place to digitize DHS, VHS and DVDs, and I don't know that it had to go on the credit card.
Did you send the video of when you were searching for the Brett Favre cover of Sports Illustrated? Was that?
Oh, that's already on YouTube.
Okay. All right.
I also, there's a 15-minute video I have of highlights from my senior year of soccer where I played goalie.
Oh, we got to see those.
And there's only one highlight of me, and it's me actually not making the save. So if I find it quick, I'll show it here. Oh boy. Otherwise, I'll just go on its merry way. Brewers, you got any hot takes on the Brewers? I'm pretty impressed, actually.
Yeah.
You know, Monday's loss was kind of dumb.
Yeah, Monday's loss was. You know, I went. You know, I have to go to bed early, so they were up 3-1 when I went to bed, and I thought, okay, well, this one, you know, might be looking good. And then I woke up, saw they lost 7-3, but off to a good start. Hopefully they can keep it up. We'll see. Yeah, it's early. It's early still. So I'm not, you know, going to go way over the edge and say, this is a playoff team. And I'm not going to be like, oh, this team sucks. So just stay the course.
I haven't really even looked at the standings yet. If we're going to do the Memorial Day thing.
Yeah, just wait till Memorial Day. Did you know that the Brewers had the best record in the National League a couple days ago?
I did. Okay. All right, really the one highlight of me on the soccer tape is me coming out to congratulate the guy that scored. I come in the green jersey here. There I am.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Look at me. I sucked. God, I was bad. I was so bad. Draft next week. Any thoughts on the draft?
Yeah.
Good breakdown.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I haven't been. I need to, get back in that mode.
Well, try to be in that mode. We get in that mode. There's a lot going on. There's a lot to talk about. And then the pro days end. Everything ends. We take like a whole week off.
I know. I mean, draft offensive line?
I don't know. I don't know. There's nothing that they could take that I'd be like
best available. Maybe a DB. I don't know.
I'm so like, I don't know. I feel disconnected from that probably the most of all. Just because I haven't been cramming research. I'm all wrapped up in the quarterback stuff.
Well, that's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how high J.J. McCarthy is going to go. I don't think he's going to be a good quarterback, but.
Well, Peter Schrager, your boy, he's got a mock draft today where he took him to the Giants.
Yeah, I don't think he's a first-round quarterback. I really don't, but.
I don't understand where he got a lot of, like every year somebody rises up the board, but what did J.J. do? He just. Because what happens is people do mock drafts and then their mock draft isn't hitting. So they're like, fuck it. I'm going to put J.J. McCarthy at number six. And then it's like, oh, J.J. McCarthy's six. And then other people that do their mock drafts are looking at like, well, if he's got him six, I'll put him like 10. And then somehow they're rising just because nerds like me are filling out mock drafts. I think Michael Penix Jr., based on what I watched, based on me watching college games, just watching games, Penix, I always thought, looked the best.
The quarterback.
Caleb did, too, and so did Drake May. But they both looked better last year.
The quarterback from LSU.
Jaden Daniels.
People are comparing him already to a young Lamar Jackson.
Well, I think he goes to Washington. Patriots will probably take May unless they do something weird. I'm not sure.
Well, they don't have Bill Belichick running things there, so.
Elliot Wolf is in charge.
They won't do anything weird. Bill Belichick would be the one to screw that one up.
Yeah. Some comments here. Here's Colorado Pete. You can get your comments in on the YouTube. Or, as always, the Carl's Place voicemail line. I got this extra phone line I'm paying for. Nah, it's free. Google Voice. 402-915-2278. 402-915-BART. CarlOfET.com/Bart. You can get golf simulators. I did a golf simulator this weekend.
At Miller Park?
No, never. In Cleveland.
Okay.
Yeah, I went for a surprise 40th birthday. On Saturday, we did golf simulator.
Were they surprised?
Yes, very. Then we went bowling. Then we played shuffleboard.
Boy.
Yeah, and me and all my buddies were looking like, we had a really fun day. Why was this so fun? And then we realized, because every other time we get together, we just go to a bar at noon and drink all day. This, we were doing activities. It's like, games are fun.
You finally realize that.
And I love Cleveland. Cleveland's great. Do we, we don't have a shuffleboard bar. This was a shuffleboard bar. This was a golf simulator bar. No one's going to Miller Park for that. Nobody is. You're not doing it. It's lame.
We should have done. We should have gone up there. God, you know what? The game that we met each other at, we should have walked around. I don't know why we didn't. I was also hungover that day, but we should have gone up there and seen what it was like. We'll have to go to an up day game soon.
We can do golf simulator simulator tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow is weather day.
Oh, I'm not going to that.
Come on.
Nah, there's too many kids.
Who cares?
Nah. And then they're like, "Ooh, look, this thing! Oh, we made a cloud."
Hey, that's my 13.
Yeah, I know, but I love, hey, weather people. We're all like, government controls the weather. No, they don't. And then the weather people are like, hey, let's go to the ballpark and show kids how we make weather. They're giving us the plot.
That's my weather team you're talking about. Stop.
Yeah, but they're telling us, look at that Stanley Cup with the 58 and the Telemundo. Look at you. No, but we had a good time. Are there like theme? There used to be that Spin place. Remember Spin? What happened to that? That was open for like a day.
Yeah.
Are there good activity bars in Milwaukee or just drinking bars?
There's that Up Down. They got like old video games like NBA Jam and
Pac-Man. Yeah, but I mean,
there is one place with a shuffleboard. Actually, Up Down does have a shuffleboard. One.
Okay.
Another. The east side across from what's it called? It says Hello Milwaukee. I forget what the bar is called, but
oh, what about North South Club?
I don't know. I mean, where's that?
Oh, they have like deck shuffleboard and axe throwing.
I don't know.
Axe throwing still a thing? Is that something people do?
They still have an axe bar out downtown or on the east side.
Yeah, that got real big for like a summer. And then it kind of faded. All right, a couple of YouTubes. Pat, Bev, and Bobby are too good to lose to the Pacers, not to mention our stars. NBA season is too long for our season soldiers to care about spring regular season. Am I coping? No, I don't think you are. And that's another thing that I meant to address earlier. But I would have thought back in 2021 that with Giannis, you would look to get more athletic guys around him eventually. And there are some athletic guys on this team, but then we hired a coach that never plays them. So I just don't know, like, if we're going to have Beauchamp and Jackson and these guys on the roster and not play them, we might as well have the other two Adetokounmpo brothers. I don't understand why they don't play as much. I mean, not that these veterans are, they're not bad, but you got to, why not play? I'll never understand this. Why some of these guys just, we know the regular season doesn't matter, so to speak, but then in the games where we know it doesn't matter, we play playoff rotation lineups. It's dumb. Pacers, this is from Jonathan. Pacers are going to, they haven't been the same since the All-Star break. We're going to blow the brakes off this bum-ass team.
I hope.
Yeah, I don't. If we lost to the Pacers, I think it would be worse than losing to the Heat.
So you think we're going to win this round?
Oh, I don't know. They're favored if they have Giannis, and they were the underdog if he doesn't play. Now, what's probably going to happen is he'll play a couple games.
He'll come back game three.
Like he did last year.
Yeah.
But remember when we played and won the championship? I'm sure you do. And there were a lot of people that said, oh, well, they got by because, you know, the Nets had injuries and then Trae Young got hurt. And then is there some sort of like, because I would have, if you could have told me then, hey, you're going to win the championship this year. There's going to be some injury bad luck for the other teams. It's going to mean you win this year and then you'll have injury bad luck in the future. I mean, I would have said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would have done anything to win that championship. And now the fact that they keep running into injuries is the problem. They're running into injuries is the problem, but then they're trying to – this is where we might look back at this Bucks team and think, what were you doing? Did they need to fire Bud even? Did they need to make all these different moves? They have a good team that just succumbs to injuries in the playoffs. If you were ever going to run it back with any squad, it could have been this one. But we were so frantic to make changes, which we all agreed with at the time. This is very much hindsight. I was as fire butt as much as the next guy. Because I said, you have to make a change. Why did I say that? You just have to get not the change is being healthy. Can the Bucks go 2-1 and have Giannis come back in game four?
I'd wait.
I want him back as soon as possible. I don't think you mess around. That's what you did with the Heat, and then it was too late.
Go up 2-1 and then just put the nail in the coffin then?
Are we going to go up 2-1?
I don't know. I think we'll win game one.
I think we'll win game one.
But then after that, it's... I don't know. I just the way they've been playing. I mean, the last month. Again, if Dame goes for 30 every game and the rest of the support cast, you know, Middleton 15 to 20... Brooks, you know, everyone else is, you know, 10, floats around 10. Then, yeah, then they might end up beating the Pacers. But Dame's got to be Portland Dame.
Yeah. But, like, even good Portland Dame.
Like, really good Portland Dame.
Dame's basically got to be Steph.
Playoff Portland
Dame's got to be prime Steph.
Yeah.
Dame's got to be Caitlin Clark.
Who did they play in the playoffs? Portland that year when Dame hit that game winner? He's got to be like that every game. Not hitting game winners, but...
I don't know. The Clippers? I don't know.
It might have been the Clippers.
No, but that was their greatest moment in the last 20 years.
In Portland?
Yeah. Dame...
Not game winning. Just being playoff Portland Dame. That's what he's got to do. For the Bucks.
Oh, the Thunder. They beat the Thunder.
Thunder. To beat the Pacers as long as Giannis doesn't play. And you know what? He might have to be the number one when Giannis comes back too.
Shit. I don't know that that's going to happen.
So. Now, if they win this series... Then they go on to play either the Knicks or I'll say Philadelphia. I think Philadelphia beats Miami.
Well, yeah, so does everybody. That's why everybody thinks we're ducking the 2 seed, and that's why people now want pick your opponent, which is the dumbest thing.
They were not ducking them. Lord, we almost...
Yeah, worse, they tried in that game. I missed it. I was on a plane. I didn't see it.
We almost backed into the 2 seed. Everyone almost lost. It took overtime.
Yeah, why'd the Knicks try? Why are the Knicks bitching? They won in overtime.
They're not bitching. I read an article saying that, you know, they're doing it the right way.
All right, well, they're going to lose to the Pacers in 6, so who cares? I mean, Sixers.
Sixers, okay. Okay, thank you.
Merriman Social has a shuffleboard.
Okay, I was just there.
Q does not like the report about Giannis. He says, the report is the Bucks are preparing to play without Giannis.
Correct.
How can they prepare like he will play when he is injured? Injured players do not practice. Oh, Q, that's very literal.
Now we're talking about practice?
Q's saying, how... Q, my God. This is miserable. Q.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
The buck you said this is being misreported.
Read the exact quote from Shams.
No, you're looking at it like what it should say is they are prepared to not have him in game one.
But read what is written for me precisely.
So the Shams report?
Yeah.
Bucks are preparing. Yeah. I don't know. They're reading it.
Yes. It says they're preparing to play without Giannis. How could he practice if he's injured? Of course they're preparing without him. I think this is being blown out of proportion.
I think you are being way too literal.
No, I think that the Bucks fed him this information precisely how he tweeted it out, and it's going to be the 2021 finals all over again. So that's my prediction. I think he plays game one. So
they're basically telling you he's not gonna.
I think it's being misreported and misinterpreted. So that's my take. What did
say?
She's homesick today with an ear infection. So she doesn't care. As long as this is one of her favorite toys, is the Giannis stacking doll.
Oh, nice.
So I don't know. If your son doesn't have one, I've got some extras. I can give you one. So
I don't have a Giannis stacking doll.
All right, I can get you one. So that's all I came in to say was I think that if you read it as written, that it's like being blown out of proportion. So,
hey, are you still back on the sauce?
Yeah.
All those business you dropped sauce off a year ago for the tailgate, I still have them if you want them. They are yours.
All right, I'll come get those when I drop off the Giannis thing.
Good. They're still in a white box that says Vizzy on it.
I'm not a seltzer guy.
Yeah. All right. Well, they're here.
All right. Thanks for storing those for me. Will your wife drink them? Shade, will you drink them? You seem like a busy guy.
Tim fell asleep like he's on trial.
Yeah. It's not exciting when the report is make believe. So
it's smoke and mirrors to misled the Pacers, you say?
Yes. That's my take. Oh, I also think we should defund ESPN.
Okay.
Yeah. Doris Burke and Kendrick Perkins, they don't know what they're doing. They do everything for clicks, just like that sham.
No, they do know what they're doing. They love the Celtics.
I think they love the attention.
They want to chip with them.
Yeah.
Doris, I don't know what her deal is.
I mean, Doris's deal is she was an early mover in the WNBA. And now it's cool to be a woman. So she gets that street cred. But I think she abuses it. I think she abuses her power. So, all right. See you guys.
Bye, Q.
The Brewers are preparing to play without Christian Yelich tonight.
Oh, yeah. He was so back, too. He was so back. Ken's a seltzer guy, but only if they're from Happy Place Hemp.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Have you tried their seltzers?
Yeah, I had one before the Bucks game. I was very loopy.
Want to go to the playoff game Sunday?
It depends what time it is.
Okay.
Maybe. Probably not, though. I think it's either going to be noon or 6.
I think it's going to be 6. I think Boston gets that noon game. And no, Boston might get that 2:30 game. The Thunder will get that noon game if they play her. I forget the lineup. There's someone deserving of that noon game. I know that.
If they play at 6, maybe I could do a post-game pod along with Sparky. Rami.
Well, Sparky will be doing his post.
Trey. Jake. Everyone's doing well.
Yeah.
No room for me anymore. Ken wants to know if this is the most fiery Brewers team in our lifetime.
Probably, actually.
Good. About time we root for some
already out there. Pairing situations.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Bart, I think I'm going to leave you.
Yeah, I think I am going to leave you.
Oh.
Hey, it's good to see you.
Yeah.
I mean, I did see you, but.
Yes, we have seen each other. We have talked. Let's plan a Brewer game, maybe the Bucks playoff game, and then we have to plan your big tailgate for this 2024 championship season.
Oh, we're doing that, huh?
Yeah, why not? I mean, I would assume everybody wants another tailgate, right, people?
We could go to the Rays. The Rays are my second favorite team.
Let's just do something not in July or early August when it's about 100 degrees out.
Yeah, we could just block out and not do anything the whole summer.
So maybe like late May. What's a day game in May?
Memorial Day.
And we ain't doing that. That's
May 30th against the Cubs.
Cubs.
White Sox here that weekend, a whole Chicago weekend.
Yeah. Do they play a day game against the Cubs that Thursday? Isn't that a four game?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to go to a Brewers Cubs game ever again.
All right. Well, then let's do something. But let's do something in May or early June before, again, it's 100 degrees out.
You going to bed now or what?
No. I'm going to finish my errands, do some stuff. I might be in Shorewood. So maybe I'll.
Where?
I'm going up to that Walgreens.
Oh, I was going to go for a walk over that way.
Let me know. Shut up.
I am. I was going to go walk the Metro.
Get your steps in?
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Timmy.
No. Thank you, Bart. Take it easy. Have a good one. I'll be listening to you on the Infinity Sports Network.
Yeah, and we got this week. This is a 3-episode week, guys.
Maybe 4 with a Bucks postgame?
I don't know. Maybe not. All right, Tim Shea. And thanks to Q, and thanks to iMemories.com for the old video that I found, or the service that's providing it for me, for a lot of money. It's not cheap. We will be back. Thanks for coming into the Winklerverse.
Go Brewers!